Irish teenagers are the best performing performers, I should say, in reading literacy in the EU. But there's actually been a drop in the number of people who are just reading books, fiction, for a pastime hobby. Our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with me here today because, Jess, you host, well, you have a book club on your show, Tech Talk.
I do.
Yeah. But it is something I know that you do as a pastime.
I love reading. And it's funny, I fall in and out of love with reading. Like, if I've got a lot on my plate, I actually crave sitting down with a book because it's chewing gum for the brain is like the most fundamental way I think of it. It's time where I can just sit still with my Kindle or with a physical book and just shut down from everything else for a little period of time. And I went through a phase in my early 20s where I didn't really read at all. Like, it would be amazing to me if I read two books in a year. Whereas I think I'm on book 23 of 2024 so far. Like, wow. I'm flying through the books.
What changed?
I think one of the big things was I was one of those 20-year-olds who thought it was cool to be busy all the time and talk about how busy you are all the time, which is ridiculous. And I also think I value sitting still. And sitting still reading is one of my favourite things in the world. And you mentioned the book club. I did that because I think it's really important to, like, I love the books that make you think afterwards and you can have a conversation around it. And I would read quite a lot on my Kindle. And at the end of a lot of the books now would be like book club prompts. And so very often, if I'm just sitting there, even on my own, I'll read the little book club prompts and try and think about the book rather than it being this disposable thing that you're just doing for a few minutes at a time. But I have to say, between fiction, like I love crime fiction, for example. But I also love some of the heftier nonfiction, but listening to the audiobooks because my brain just absorbs the information in a certain way. So like I listen to, Samantha Power's book, Barack Obama's book, Michelle Obama's book, an awful lot of those Hillary Clinton's books. A lot of the heavy political books I find really nice to listen to as audiobooks.
Audiobooks, yeah. You've mentioned this to me before because I'm the total opposite. I don't really enjoy reading because I associate it so much with work.
Really?
So for me, like, the last thing I want to do if I'm getting on a plane and going on a holiday is to take a book that I'm going to sit down and read by the pool. Because for me, that just kind of feels like it's homework. It's what I do in the evening when I go home. And you'd have like because in this job, you obviously have to be across, you know, a little bit about a lot of things. You know, and even just in what's going on in the world and news and current affairs. But so I find when I have time off or time away or weekend or free in the evening, the last thing I want to do is that connection to work.
Oh, no. You see, I'm such the opposite. Like my favourite thing when I'm off work is to try and just blitz through books. I'm reading a book. I started a good book the other day called Girl A. And I'm kind of itching to get out of work to try and find out what happens next.
Oh, that's where you're going this afternoon.
That's it, yeah. That's exactly it. No, but like that's exactly what happens to me when I'm reading a good book is I feel compelled. I need to know what happens next. And I think you just need to find the genre of book that you're into.
You see, I've only have an interest really in kind of true crime or it has to be fact-based. I'll read an odd, you know, like personal story, but I have no interest in fiction. It's just, I've never, anytime I've ever tried to read it, I've never enjoyed it.
You see, I don't know, like my big gateway into reading, as everybody knows, was Harry Potter. And it took me a long time to find another type of book that wasn't wizardry teenager. Like it took me a while. I went down the route of a lot of crime books. Recently, only in the last 3 or 4 years, found a love for Marion Keyes. Her writing is great. And because it's based in Ireland and she's talking about places like Dunleary or places in Kerry, there's that sense of
resonance.
It's just lovely. But I do think finding a good book, it's so addictive. Once you get started, you can't stop.
Sheila O'Flanagan, who's the author of whose book, The Honeymoon Affair, was published in May, is with us on the line as well, Jess. Is there a fear that books are going the way of vinyl records, Sheila?
Well, first of all, I think Jess is making some actually excellent points there about reading and, you know, the time element of reading. You know, people feel, oh, I should be busy and reading is a bit of a waste of time and stuff like that. And it's so much more than that. Maybe we can go back to it. But and what you're saying about, is it going the way of vinyl records? Well, reading is reading. So if you are reading a print book or if you are reading an ebook, or if you are reading by listening to an audiobook, that is still reading. Mm. So it's just different ways of, I don't like the word consuming, but consuming the book. So to me, it doesn't really matter. If somebody is reading one of my books, I don't mind if they're reading it in the original print,
yeah,
listening to it on audiobook, or it's an ebook. I would say to you, Andrea, that Jess is right. You haven't found the genre that speaks to you yet. That is the problem for you. And once if you don't enjoy reading, you just haven't found the right book. Because reading is such an empathic thing. And when we're talking about reading, and I obviously I'm talking about fiction particularly.
Yeah.
But it puts you into situations that you may never have been in before. And it brings you to countries that you haven't been in and experiences that you haven't experienced. And you can do all that in your armchair. And not only that, when you are reading a book, there's a great quote. I love this quote. It's the writer wrote alone and the reader read alone, mm-hmm, and they were together. And you can create, the writer is giving you a description, but you can create that world yourself. You can populate it. It looks the way you think. So the writer says there was a tree. You create the tree.
Mm.
It's doing so much more for you than just reading words.
Yeah.
But I think, yes, you know, in terms of the time, people feel that they should be busy and feel that, oh, if I'm reading, I should be doing something
else. Yeah, prioritizing your time.
You were saying I read and I read for work. That's completely different.
Yeah, I've realised, I've just handed you my phone there, Andrea. So this is my Goodreads. I don't know if you've ever used this app. It's called Goodreads.
No.
So this tracks every single book that I've read. One of my favourite things to do is to log them, to rate them. So then if you ask me for a book recommendation, I can go in and see what books I liked and I can tag them and so on. But like you mentioned that you love true crime. You know Marie Cassidy, the former state pathologist?
No, that's the last book I read.
Did you read her fiction one?
No, I've read her book that documents the stories.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I thoroughly enjoyed it, but that is actually a book I did enjoy reading.
So,
because the stories were stories I knew about all of them.
Okay, so she now has a book of fiction called Body of Truth.
Yes, I have that was on my list.
Well, get into it.
My next intended read.
Because the main character is a pathologist.
Yeah.
And so you're hearing her experience, but it's a really nice gateway then into more crime fiction. And we have some brilliant Irish writers. Like there's all kinds of everything. I read the fiction work by Hillary Clinton. You know, there's an awful lot of people that we know from different walks of life who are now entering the realm of fiction. And you know that it's written with that experience in mind. And so I think, you know, if you find authors or people that you're really interested in and dabble in their fiction, you will get utterly consumed.
I'd say that book is probably floating around the office somewhere, isn't it?
Definitely is. It's on
the
list. But get onto Goodreads, find people that you trust in terms of their taste and then follow them.
Sheila, do you think we are a nation of readers?
Oh, I absolutely do. You know, there's nothing that I love more than when I'm overseas and I see stacks of Irish writers on the bookshelves, you know.
Yeah.
And it, I think that's a testament to how we as a nation both value reading and value writing. Certainly, we consume a lot of books here. Like I know book sales are down since their high of the pandemic, which again comes to time, you know, where everybody had a little bit more time to read. But nevertheless, I mean, there were still 13 million in sales last year, which is huge for a small country of 5 million people. You know, it's a good sales. We enjoy reading. We love reading. You nearly always see Irish people reading books on planes or at the pool. Maybe not you, but a lot of others
do. Well, this texter here, for instance, I try to read between 30 to 40 books a year. I love history, true crime and fiction. Adrienne and Talis says, I read 3 books a week on my Kindle. My genre is crime. Sinead from the Tired Mammy's Book Club is with us on the line as well. Sinead, why is it appealing to chat about your favourite books with your friends?
I think it can kind of give you a different perspective and sort of different depth of thought of the book. Like we've had discussions through Tired Mommy Book Club where somebody has come on, like it's an online book club primarily, somebody's come on the Zoom call and they have thought the book in their head was a 3-star, and by the end of the discussion it's actually become a 4-star. Or similarly, people who've loved a book have said, actually, yeah, there's a few little things that people have mentioned that have kind of coloured my view. And it's just about sort of getting that, you know, different perspective, and even just like talking to friends, meeting people through book clubs or through, like, I have a friend who I met through my son's GA club. We were standing on the sidelines in one of the very first training sessions, and she mentioned a book she was reading, and I was like, oh, she's a reader. So I was very much drawn to her. And now we, you know, swap books. I always say to her, oh, what are you reading at the moment? It's just a great way of sort of giving more depth to a conversation or to a book you've read.
And do you look for more people to join the book club?
Oh, absolutely.
It's ever expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's on Instagram, and we've nearly 12,500 followers on Instagram. And we would have anything from 30 to 50 people on our monthly call. And people are always welcome to join. And as I always say, it's not just for mammies. We do have members, male and female, parents and not parents. We often have, you know, cameos from cats, from the cat mammies, all of that kind of thing. So, yeah, absolutely. And we would have, you know, different people. We'd have some regulars, some new people, some who join once, some who join, you know, when they can. And we read quite a range of books. So we sort of pick a theme each month. So this month, it's the Booker Long List. Last month, we picked a summer read, which was Vicky Notaro's book, Reality Check. So we kind of, we vary quite a lot in what we read, which gives people an opportunity. And actually, you can join us in November when we do nonfiction. you know,
yeah,
we have a month for everything. Yeah.
Are you mainly hardback or Kindle or audiobook, or does it matter?
Everything.
A little bit of everything.
Mostly by audiobook, but I do a mix. And I suppose, you know, one thing that hasn't come up yet, which is so important, is we have a fantastic library service in Ireland where you can get brand new releases within a few weeks. We have short loan collections. We have BorrowBox, which is a multitude of ebooks and e-audiobooks available for free. And the money that was put into that, in particularly in pandemic times, again, as Sheila mentioned, pandemic times was a big time for readers. The library put a lot of money into that. And it's just got, we've got an incredible database of books.
Your top pick, Sinead, just finally, I'll ask all of you that you're reading at the moment, what would you recommend?
Well, the most recent book that I really, really enjoyed was, as I mentioned, Reality Check by Vicky Notaro. And it's a great summer read because if you're a fan of sort of reality TV, Real Housewives, that sort of thing, it's sort of based on that. But actually, I'm not. And it still was something I really loved. I'd never watched any of those shows, but I still really enjoyed it, you know, because it's got a kind of an Irish and an American connection.
Yeah.
A bit of glam, but a bit of reality. So, yeah, it's quite fun.
What about you, Sheila? What do you recommend?
Well, I'm reading a book. I've just finished a book called Costanza, which is by Rachel Blackmore. And it's set in 16th, 17th century Italy. It's actually quite a modern story because it's about a woman who was attacked by her ex-lover who thought she was with somebody else. So it just goes to show that over 200 and 300 years, attitudes to women haven't necessarily changed.
Okay. And what about you, Jess?
The one that I would recommend right now is called The Perfect Place by Amanda Cassidy. I think it'd be up your street.
Right. I know Amanda.
You know, she used to work here, one of our pals. But it is such a page turner, and you won't, you'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to finish the book because there's so many twists and turns. It is an excellent read.
Right.
Amanda is a great author.
Well, Amanda Cassidy and Mary Cassidy.
There you are.
Put them both on my to-do list.
Yep.
Our own Jess Kelly, tech correspondent here at News Talk. Sheila O'Flanagan, author of The Honeymoon Affair, just out there in May. And Sinead from the Tired Mammies Book Club. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on the programme.